crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones. I am perpetual, I keep the country free. All right, I am loaded for bear with breaking news, analysis, a bunch of huge stories I haven't gotten to yet. But here's what I want to do. We got Jason in Rhode Island, Dean in California, No Lock in Virginia on the Russia subject. Sorry you can talk to Boot. What a rare treat that is. The guy does basically no interviews even in Russia. But he's a huge listener to the show forever, so that's why he comes on here. We appreciate it to get his perspective. But I want to open the phones up for people that disagree with me. So after these three callers, and I don't know if they agree or disagree or what their points are, I'm only taking calls. Now, when I do this, people call in and they're sarcastic, okay? I don't want satire. If you really think the Iran war is a great deal, if you think we should blow up Russia, if you think Ben Shapiro's right, if you think I'm the bad guy, let's say you're a leftist, I think that's very informative to just hear your mindset and how you operate. Now, we've got an hour and 52 minutes left of the show, so I'm not going to just take people that disagree for the whole time, but this phone system doesn't have like 40 phone lines like the other one has like 10. So what we can do is get, you know, a battery of people that disagree, and after about 10 calls, open it up for everybody else. Because we get all the phone calls we want, get people disagree, I got to fish for it. So, and I love the callers. You hear these callers going, is it okay if I talk about this? I'm not screening your calls on here. We don't really screen calls. Other than sometimes I'll say, this is the topic. We'll say, are you on the topic? But I don't screen your content on the topic. So you can disagree with me on anything you want, okay? But just don't do it disingenuously. If you're listening out there and you think, oh, I disagree with this guy about this or that or whatever, I want to hear from you because steel sharpens steel. And I want you to get a chance to get in because the phone lines load so fast. So let's put the number on screen for folks. Here's the new number here at the Alex Jones Network. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. And if you're outside the United States, just do the U.S. country access code and then 512-266-0642. That is just callers that disagree with me. Because I also find it entertaining. But also want to give you a chance. We'll be watching Trump the next few days in China very, very closely. Chief executives to accompany Trump to China. The delegation includes business leaders across the wide range of industries, including Tim Cook of Apple and Elon Musk of Tesla. Also, shock poll, Marco Rubio beats J.D. Vance by double digits in 2028 primary showdown. Yeah, I like J.D. Vance a lot better than the neocon Rubio. Rubio is very, very accomplished, very well-spoken, everything else. He's, you know, done Trump's bidding so far, but I still... neocon pedigree, I would support, you know, J.D. Vance over him any day. In fact, I don't know if I could vote for Marco Rubio. I was with Patrick McDavid. I said a few months, 3-4 months ago, he said, who do you think the leader is in 2028? Who's going to get the nomination? I said, well, I like Vance more, but I think it's Rubio. Just from what I was seeing on the ground and where the media is and all the rest of it, that's a big deal. And, Vance is getting all the blowback from Trump. And that's driving down his numbers when Rubio's the one supporting the war more than Vance. So it's just a shame. And you got all these attacks on Vance by people. Oh, he's really a globalist. He's really bad. He's got a very good voting record, folks. I mean, I like J.D. Vance compared to the Democrats. We're talking about Thomas Massie running for president. We're going to find out next Tuesday. They put all that Israeli money and other foreign money in against him. I think Massie overall is a great guy. Speaking of that, I've got a little minute-long Massie clip I want to play. in the final week stretch. Here's my positive ad for the final week. This one's a minute long because I had too much to say to fit into 30 seconds. Let me know what you think, if you'd like, and what and want to help me broadcast it. Please chip in here. And he's been raising millions of dollars every few days to counter the tens of millions that the Israeli lobby is pouring in. And to Israel's credit, the Knesset just passed $760 million-plus dollars. I forget the exact amount. Israel funds $760 million to, quote, you know, counter anti-Israel sentiment. How about people that are against you dragging us into total war? I've got some insane clips here from the World Jewish Congress that we're going to get to. And these are, you know, if the UK was talking about these type of controls, I'd cover it, which the UK has been, or the EU. And I don't do a proviso, oh, I'm not anti-Semitic, don't call me anti-Semitic. If I wore a Hitler uniform and said, Heil Hitler, I'd be more popular. That's how unpopular Israel is. I literally don't want to destroy Israel. I don't think everything evil in the world comes out of Israel. When I criticize Israel, it is from a researched, credible, stabilizing force to want to have civilization. And I don't want to be part of this clash of civilizations where you're either with the left and the Muslims, or you're with Israel and all it's doing and the Christian Zionists. No, thank you. I'm not eating any one of these dishes, and I'm sick of it. But that said, Israel is acting very, very villainous and throwing its weight around in our domestic and foreign policy. It needs to stop. Here's Thomas Massie.
This is home. It always has been, and it always will be. It's where I grew up. It's where I met Rhonda. It's the place that taught us both the lessons that we need to head out into the world. Kentucky is the place that welcomed us back to raise our own family after we realized there's no place like it. There are little towns like this all over the district, and it's an honor to be the one you've entrusted to fight for and represent you in Washington. If you'd told me as a kid that I'd been the one that got to do it, I'd have never believed you. But now, I can't even imagine not being the one who got to do it. So thank you for the greatest honor imaginable. It's beyond humbling you've trusted me. Our nation and Kentucky have enormous challenges and problems. But after every visit back home to Kentucky, and talking with you and holding my grandchildren, I'm more renewed than ever to keep fighting. I'm Thomas Massie, and I approve this message. And if you'd let me, I'd be humbled to have your vote and trust again to keep fighting for Kentucky.
There is such an incredible misrepresentation of what he's voted for and what he's done. Because I always liked him, and I follow a lot of what he did, but I didn't really laser beam in on him. And with him being so demonized the last year and a half, I really paid attention, and I really paid attention. I'd hear, like, he voted for the transgenders to keep them, you know, in schools, and, you know, and then he didn't. And you hear these lies over and over again. And yeah, he was one of the tiebreakers to get the Epstein files out. Literal cannibalism, Satanism, human cloning. Just say what it is. Jewish supremacy, talking about how we're all goy and slaves. And again, that's not the majority of Jews that are like that, but it's the elitist ones are. All these elites think they're the better than everybody. But, I mean, that's in there, and that's what they released. Can you imagine what they didn't release? Oh, we got the sex slave at the hotel. Can you imagine? But we forced that to come out. Imagine what they didn't release. They say half of it wasn't released. And they go, actually, 98% hasn't been released. If you go by terabyte. So I'm proud of Massie and MTG, and you know, I'm proud of what I've done. Pride's not the word. I feel satisfied like I've done my job. Because, again, I'm not against this word pride. But they say pride goes before a fall. The Bible does. I don't get all these power trips and go, man, I'm famous. I'm successful. Man, I'm tough. Man, I've really done a great job. I've never really had pride. What I've had is the sense of doing what's right and feeling strong when I stand against evil and don't back down, and usually successful. But I'll tell you a little something I've never shared. It's the weirdest thing in my whole life, because I never sprain my ankle. I never fall over when I'm walking or running. You know, I'm a very stable guy. it's like a spirit comes into me for just a second, where I'm at the shopping mall or hiking or wherever, and it's just pride for like a second, and I'll think, man, I'm really great. This feels great. It's like a high. Then I guess they get at Mar-a-Lago wearing tuxedos and strutting around and all that. I'm going to say Mar-a-Lago, you know, it happens everywhere. But every time I feel pride for just a second, I stumble. I turn my ankle. I fall down. It's like there's an angel right there. When the devil comes in with the pride spirit, the moment it, just for a second, I go, wow, this is pride. I feel really great about myself. I literally trip every time it hits me. That's weird. I know. I'm just telling you, it's the craziest thing that I'm not even allowed to have pride. But what I have is a sense of satisfaction and will and that I've done my duty. And it's a completely different feeling. I never miss a step when I have that feeling. I have a problem, though, where I get where I'm so mad at the globalist that I get mad at myself. It's the opposite, where I'm just like, you are weak. You need to work harder. You need to get a better headline. You should have interviewed that person. You should have got up earlier. You should work harder. You just, what? You and that just kills me. And then the Holy Spirit comes to me and says, listen, I'll give you the intel. I'll be there. You just need to keep following my directives. I was eating a little bit of, I never ate breakfast, ordered breakfast, never ate it. I was eating some grits coming out of break. They got down the wind pipe the wrong way, excuse me. Guys, I'm out of water. Will somebody give me another Topo Chico, please, or just regular water, thanks.